This time of year, my Talmidim in the old city in the Tivaryeh are making siyumim on the Masechta that they've learned. The Talmidim in the Grus Kolel, in the Ritz Kolel, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh are celebrating completion of Hora'ah, a very special accomplishment. This is the time of year of graduation. Graduation could be a celebration of accomplishment, and it most definitely should be. But from the perspective of Musar, it's also a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh. A Talmud once shared with me a Cheshbon HaNefesh as he was completing Smicha. He's now a Marbitz Torah in America, a real budding Talmud Chacham. And he was concluding his period of learning here in Arzenu Akdosha, and he asked a panel of Rabbeim, at the end of the day, as much as I've accomplished in working towards a basic smicha of Hora'ah, I know, if I'm honest, how much I still haven't accomplished in terms of Bikius. How much more do I need to do in Iyun, in Halacha, both in terms of breadth as well as in depth? If a person doesn't think at the time of graduation what they didn't accomplish, then there's something missing in their celebration. Let me explain, Be'ezer Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuv Vav Amud Beis wakes us up. It teaches us one of the most important yesodos that's generally known in the name of the Zohar, Rachmono Libo Bo'i. The Gemara actually uses a different term, not Rachmona, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libo Bo'i. And the Gemara tells us in the context of the tragedy of Doeg HaAdomi, which we'll discuss shortly, and interjects with a statement about Rava comparing his special generation, a generation that Rava described, and to this day we speak about Havayos de Bayeva Rava, discussions of Abaye and Rava. They represent, they are the paradigm of the Iyun of Talmud Bavli. If anybody has had the schus to hear the song Omar Abaye, that goes all the way back to the shtetl in Europe, but Rava says, our generation that was a baki in every single part of Shas, down to Uktzin, when compared to the generation of Rav Yehuda, who probably due to economic and anti-Semitic challenges of that particular generation, Rav Yehuda, they only knew Nezikin. Says Rava, but our generation is much less than that of Rav Yehuda, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu li baboi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu li baboi. Our job in learning and in being Mesayim, which is an important phenomenon, and graduating, is to realize that Avodas Hashem is not simply about canvassing and harnessing information. It's certainly not about simply satisfying our scientific curiosity about how God's world works. It's more than that. It's not only the curiosity of being familiar with the holy writ of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, of going through it, but it's more than that. I mentioned to the Talmidim before, one of the most powerful stories that I ever heard is about Rav Shamshon Pinkus, who found out that the Chafetz Chaim had a granddaughter who actually came with the Russian Aliyah in the late 80s, and he searched her out. She was someone who had been stuck in communist Russia. She had left Radin to study in one of the universities. It was once upon a time the world of Haskalah, where any secular education was an affront and a challenge to Torah. And she left. She left Radin. Initially, she denied to Rav Pinkus that she was the Chafetz Chaim's granddaughter. When he didn't let her get away with that simple push-off, eventually she said, "I really am uncomfortable discussing this with you." Obviously, there was almost, I would say, describe even a certain level of trauma. She said, "I want to tell you one story." The story goes that she left Radin approximately when she was 16 years old, and she traveled across the expanse of Lithuania into Russia to study at what the time was really fantastic halls of scientific study in the universities in Moscow. She said after a couple of years, she enjoyed her experience there. Totally different world than the decadence of so many college universities today. But still a fantastic clash, where the world of science denied the place of God and tradition. And she traveled back. She described to Rav Pinkus that in the travel back, she left a beautiful city at the time. This is before wars and communism crippled the Soviet Union. She traveled back from the beautiful city, from the beautiful campus of the university, in a train, which of course the speed trains were new at the time. And as she passed out of the city into the town, she said she felt she was going back 100 years. Before long, there was no more electricity. The train stopped and she needed to go on a horse and buggy. And by the time she came to Radin, there wasn't even plumbing. She came into the house of the Saba Kedisha, the house of the Chafetz Chaim, and her emotions were so powerful. On the one hand, she loved her grandfather. On the other hand, she didn't understand her grandfather was a brilliant and thoughtful man, and he was sitting over an old table with a candle and peering into the sefer at night. And she said to her grandfather, "Zayda, I'm back. But I have a question for you. The world out there is so light. There are so many advances. And how long will you sit in this dark room looking into these old books?" The Chafetz Chaim didn't entirely attack her premise. According to the legend, he said, "One day they'll even send a man to the moon." This is 40 years before, approximately. Now I have to switch into the Yiddish. Aber dorten, they learned via zoi de Welt geht. Over there they learn how the world runs. Und in Radin machen wir Menschen. But in Radin we make people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba boi. It's not a coincidence that that Gemara, which interjects this story between Rav and Rav Yehuda, also mentions Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg, who the Gemara describes as probably one of the greatest Gaonim in history. You know these guys in the Beis Medrash, they're by far the smartest and the most advanced. By the way, they don't always become, and they often don't become, the biggest Talmidei Chachamim or the biggest Marbitzei Torah. There was no one like the intellectual power of Doeg HaAdomi. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvava Mebeis describes that Toirasoi was Me'asharvel Al-Chutz. What a fascinating description. His Torah was right on top of his heart, the lapel of his jacket, but it sat on top and never went inside. Now, there are different ways of understanding the chisaron of Doeg HaAdomi. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kuk, my friend Rav Yaakov Tesler, who's a Talmud of Merkaz Arav, told me in the name of his Rabbeim. Fascinating idea. That's not a coincidence that Doeg was called Doeg, someone who worried. To understand this point a little bit deeper, we need to realize that man has a responsibility to be Doveg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not simply about that information. That's what the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. And if man at the end of the day is using his intellect to constantly try to connive, to outsmart, but doesn't allow the Torah to imprint in his heart, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. If at the end of the day he always has the old Derech Eretz, the yoke of Derech Eretz, of the way of the world, never allowing the Torah's goal to refine his personality and to surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make its mark inside, then ultimately at the end of the day, the Torah remains outside. Tzvi Yehuda suggests that the word doeg comes from what we call in Hebrew lidog, to worry. And he expounded and he explained. There's a stira that we have in Mishnah and Avos. I don't know if Tzvi Yehuda said it this way, but this is how I would like to present it. The Mishnah and Avos on the one hand says that one needs Torah and Derech Eretz. The culture of today, in some circles, where Rak Torah precludes any notions of Derech Eretz, is a mistake. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. I heard this from my great Rebbe, Rabbi Braunspiegel. I just heard Rav Vosner, Rabbi Zion Vosner, the son of the great Shevet HaLevi, scream out about this. Yet on the other hand, the Mishnah says, Derech Eretz, out! Kol amekabil al atzmoy ol teira mavirin mimenu ol Derech Eretz. If you accept upon yourself the yoke of Torah, then Derech Eretz is pushed away. Wait a second, the Mishnah says you need Torah and Derech Eretz. The answer is the following. The question is, what's the all? What's the yoke? Is it the yoke to be the best person I could be? And then I have a responsibility, as Rav Shechter Shlita likes to say, whether I'm a lawyer, a fireman, or an Indian chief, whatever I am, in terms of my profession, but in my heart, bifnim, it's the all of Torah, and what a beautiful all that is. Our generation sometimes is worrying so much about its Yedias HaTorah, is worried and so obsessed with its Derech Eretz, Lahavdil, that the Torah could chas v'chalila be min hashar v'lo l'chutz. Some of my dear Talmidim are now more than halfway through Shas with the Daf Yomi. Some of them, like this Avreich, are more than halfway through Shas and Halacha with their diligence over the years. But at the end of the day, at the time of Siyum, a person has to ask, will they be zocha to be part of the door of Rav Yehuda? Will it be the generation of Yehuda, or will it be the generation of Rava? I mentioned that there is the story of the cursing parrot. An aristocrat had made the mistake to buying a parrot that had been previously owned by a sailor, and he cursed. The parrot cursed. And the aristocrat threatened the parrot and said, next time you curse, I'm going to put you inside the freezer. He cursed, and he put him inside the freezer. When the parrot came out, the parrot said, "Brr, it's freezing in there. I won't curse again. But just tell me, what did the chicken do?" Rabosai, sometimes people become frozen in their ruchnias. They become frozen like that chicken. The challenge is not to finish Shas overnight. The challenge is to be mekabel all Torah. The challenge is for a person to say, how is my Torah going to be one in which I reach the madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy? And ultimately, could we say, like the Chavetz Chaim, who never uttered a word of sheker, could we say, Da in Yerushalayim Machin Mir Menshin? Could we say that we make people? Could we say, here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Memachin Menshin? Could we say in New York? Could we say it in Vancouver, Canada? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. May be zocha to reach madregas like the Dargah